Hello, I'm from Empathy Museum and I'm here to provide an audio description of the visual parts of this video. In terms of what to expect, the video is comprised of lots of short clips of some people talking to camera and then other clips of other people interacting with an art installation in a public square. So we begin with a person filmed from the waist upwards. They're looking at the camera, wearing a stripy shirt, a chunky beaded necklace, dangly earrings, black framed glasses and red lipstick. They're sitting in a long blue room with lots of shelves, but it's mostly blurry behind them, so you can't make out details. And they say...
So when people come in, they go, "What's this then?"
If you hear people describing what empathy is, quite often people either use the metaphor to walk a mile in someone's shoes or to see the world through someone else's eyes. What if we take that metaphor and we make it literal?
And while these two voices are speaking, there are clips playing of various details of the scene in the square around the art installation. So we see a person wearing blue skinny jeans and a pink t-shirt and black patent stilettos with white trainer socks. And they're very carefully teetering about on the cobbled stones with arms out to the side for balance. They have a look of great concentration on their face. In the background, there's just a few people going about their lives. We see a close-up view of a shoebox containing a pair of used trainers and a pair of headphones. There's a big brown wall that reads "Empathy Museum presents A Mile in My Shoes." We see a person in sunglasses nodding and smiling, a table covered in books and notebooks, shelves of shoeboxes, a view of someone's feet walking in slip-on shoes filmed from above, sort of from their perspective. And then the words "Empathy Museum" in big red curly font appear on screen. And behind them is a clip of that same person still teetering in their stilettos. Then a clip shows a giant shipping container-sized brown shoebox, which is sitting in this public square. It's got open doors on one side and a small queue of people outside. Next to that is another shipping container, and this one has been clothed, decorated, to look like a row of book spines. And each book is a different size and colour. That one's got open doors as well. Behind these two, in the background, are these fancy glass office-style buildings, a few trees and a few cranes. Then we cut to a person with brown curly hair and a patterned blue jacket. They're filmed from the torso upwards, and it looks as though they're sitting in the same room as the first person we saw. And the text on screen says, "Claire Patey, Director, Empathy Museum." And they say...
The Empathy Museum was born out of a collaboration with myself and a writer, philosopher called Roman Krzyżanowski. He approached me because he wanted to create an experiential museum. We open a shoe shop where you can come in and you can be fitted with a pair of shoes that actually belong to someone else. You encounter the voice of that person telling you a story about their life.
So while Claire talks, the camera goes to short clips of the two shipping containers in the public square. There's people milling around them. Close-up details inside the containers. So a couple of brown leather chairs, some headphones hanging on the wall, some worn shoes on the floor and on the shelves, a visitor's board with lots of postcards with handwritten notes pinned to it. Everything is in a quite sort of minimal, welcoming design in various shades of brown, and then there's pops of bright red here and there. The camera cuts to a person with short brown hair filmed from the shoulders up. They're wearing a plaid shirt and a gold earring, and they've got a dark background behind them. Text on screen says, "Josh Solnick, A Mile in My Shoes, Empathy Museum." They say...
They're almost a bit suspicious at first, and they stand outside and they're like, "Well, what's going on?"
And then the camera goes to short clips of various people inside the exhibits. They're trying on shoes, sitting down, putting on headphones, chatting to each other.
Suddenly they come into this box and they feel quite connected to it and the people in it.
We have a close-up of a person with short orange hair, a white flowery dress and white tights, and they're sitting down in one of the chairs in the exhibit, lacing up a pair of huge black chunky boots. And then a voice off screen says,
"Can you pop some wear sheets out there?"
"No.
Never." "Rain."
"Never ever."
"What are you guys again?"
"Look at that."
"I'm a nine."
And we go back to clips of people inside the exhibits, trying on shoes, sitting down, chatting, putting on headphones.
And you can take a walk in that person's shoes.
Walk around and then come back, is that right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the intimacy of having someone talking to you while you're wearing their shoes.
Down to where the Emirates
and that you're alone, and that you're on a physical journey. And it's strangely powerful.
And we're back to our friend in the stilettos. Text on screen reads, audio extract from A Mile in My Shoes, Tim Redfern, audio producer Rob Eagle. And then a voiceover says,
I was really inspired by my mother putting on her makeup. When I was a kid, I used to watch my mum put her makeup on, and she used to do it really quite quickly. So I've always kind of adopted this notion of, like, you know, putting on drag shouldn't take any more than 20 minutes.
We go to a person with long dark hair and a thick fringe. They're sitting down inside the exhibit space, and we see clips of them writing in the guest book, chatting to people, and they say,
I work with human rights and public security in my country, and I think empathy is the most difficult thing to provide. It's something that you have or you don't have. And this experience to be in other people's shoes is, I think, the most... This is the only way for you to feel how other people are, how other people feel. I think human rights is about to connect to other people, to recognize me in other people, and to, you know, the same humanity that we have.
The camera cuts to a clip of the shipping container that looks like the row of books, and there are two colourful deck chairs outside it. Its doors are open and the sun is shining on the book spines, so they kind of glow. And then we see some shots of details inside, so like some shelves of books, some notes hanging on the wall, a little desk sign that says librarian.
This is a new project called 1001 Books. These are everybody's favourite books on the shelf here, and they've donated them through a crowdsourcing fund, and we've covered them so that you can't judge the book by its cover.
And they've written their own feelings or statements, comments about the book. You engage in these statements, and if you feel like you're having a little moment with one of them, or one of them jump out to you, or you can relate to one of them, then you choose that book, that statement.
And then we see some shots of people inside that space. They're looking at the notes on the wall, laughing with each other, reading. And then we get a close-up of a person looking down and reading aloud.
I read this book in 36 hours straight whilst at university, skipping a whole day of classes because I couldn't put it down. Rarely have I been taken over so completely by a book. I love the feeling, and I wish the same will happen to everyone who reads it. It's a really good pitch, isn't it? And then that kind of opened it, and I recognise the title. And it's one of those sort of heavy-handed classics that I would not normally pick up. But that was Chris with a K, whoever he is, or she, has got me.
Each book has a number, and we have a website where you can then go on and see who's been reading the book that you donated.
You say what you did with it, so you can give it to a friend or a stranger, or as it says on the wall there, you can leave it on a park bench for someone else to find. And people get a bit worried sometimes and say, well, what if it's raining? And I say, could wrap it in cling film.
We are social people, we are empathetic people, and we just need a chance to encounter that in our everyday lives. I think it's kind of needed, especially at the moment in terms of what's happening in the world.
And we cut to a person sitting inside the space wearing a white shirt. They've got a bald head and they're filmed from the shoulders up, and they say,
it made me, anyway, I don't know if it works for other people, but it made me really like other people.
We cut to more clips of people inside the exhibit, interacting with various parts, chatting to each other, trying on headphones.
If people can just think about others and know what it's like to walk in someone else's shoes, then the world will be such a simple and much better place. Yes, that's what empathy is, isn't it?
And And then the credits roll on the screen, and that's text that says, Empathy Museum is an international travelling project. We have exhibited at Totally Thames, Perth International Arts Festival, NHS Confederation Annual Conference, Lift 16, and we've run human libraries at Whitechapel Gallery, Brunei Gallery, SOAS, Perth Literary Festival. Find out where to find the Empathy Museum next at empathymuseum.com, filmed by Paul Wyatt. And then lots of logos come on screen. And that's about it.